In this video, we focus on the Christian wedding officiant as a witness before God. That word witness is very important. A Christian wedding officiant is not merely a vendor, not merely a speaker, not merely a legal functionary, not merely a master of ceremonies, not merely someone with a pleasant voice and a printed script. A Christian wedding officiant is a ministerial witness. The officiant stands before God, before the bride and groom, before witnesses, before family, before the church where applicable, and before society. The officiant helps guide the bride and groom as they publicly enter marriage through vows. That means the officiant's role has spiritual weight. This does not mean the officiant becomes self-important. In fact, the opposite is true. The officiant must be humble, because the officiant is not the center of the ceremony. Christ is. The bride and groom are not there to admire the officiant. The gathered witnesses are not there to watch the officiant perform. The officiant serves the covenant moment. Spiritual authority in wedding ministry should never become ego. It should become reverence, clarity, prayerfulness, and responsibility. The officiant witnesses to several realities. First, the officiant witnesses to God's design for marriage. Christian marriage is a received covenant union of one woman and one man before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. They are not disembodied romantic personalities. They are embodied souls before God. Second, the officiant witnesses to the seriousness of vows. Vows are not decorations. They are promises before God. When the bride and groom say, "I do," or "I will," they are not merely expressing a feeling. They are making a public covenant promise. Third, the officiant witnesses to the public nature of marriage. Marriage is not hidden affection. It is publicly recognized covenant life. The witnesses matter. The declaration matters. The civil responsibilities matter. The prayers matter. Fourth, the officiant witnesses to Christ. Ephesians 5 connects marriage to Christ and the church. That does not mean every wedding sermon must become long or complicated, but it does mean the Christian officiant should understand that marriage points beyond itself. Christian marriage is never merely about the couple's happiness. It is about covenant love, faithfulness, sacrifice, forgiveness, holiness, and public witness. Here is a common ministry situation. A couple says, "We just need someone to make it official." That sentence may sound innocent. Sometimes they simply mean they need an officiant. But a ministry sciences observer listens carefully. What do they mean by official? Do they mean legal only? Do they understand the vows? Do they want a Christian ceremony or just a religious-looking event? Are they prepared to enter covenant life, or are they only planning a wedding day? The wise officiant does not shame them. The wise officiant gently teaches. You might say, "I would be honored to help with the ceremony. Since this is a Christian wedding, I also want to help you understand the meaning of the vows and the covenant you are entering before God." That sentence is warm, clear, and pastoral. For a chaplain, this witness may happen in a quiet room with only a few people present. For a church staff minister, this witness may happen under the doctrine and care of a local congregation. For a life coach minister or romance officiant, this witness may lead to deeper conversations about communication, forgiveness, sexual faithfulness, family expectations, and spiritual rhythms. For the one wedding officiant, this witness may be the only wedding you ever lead, but it still matters. Christian wedding officiants are witnesses before God. They do not create marriage. They do not redefine marriage. They do not perform covenant as entertainment. They serve the bride and groom by helping them enter the truth of marriage before God with reverence, clarity, warmth, and faith.